Week 34, Thursday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Come before the Lord, singing for joy. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come before the Lord, singing for joy. Where true love is dwelling, God is dwelling there. Love's own loving presence, love does ever share. Love of Christ has made us out of many one. In our midst is dwelling God's eternal Son. Give him joyful welcome, love him and revere. Cherish one another with a love sincere. It was you who saved us, Lord. We will praise your name without ceasing. Psalm 43. We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of things you did in their days, you yourself in days long ago. And to plant them you uprooted the nations, to let them spread you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land, no arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you we beat down our foes, in your name we trampled our aggressors. For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes, it was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praise your name without ceasing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. It was you who saved us, Lord. We will praise your name without ceasing. Spare us, Lord. Do not let your people be put to shame. Psalm 43 continued. Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us, you no longer go forth with our armies, you make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will. You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations, you sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale. You make us the taunt of our neighbours, the laughing stock of all who are near, among the nations you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision. All day long my disgrace is before me, my face is covered with shame, at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Spare us, Lord, do not let your people be put to shame. Arise, Lord, redeem us because of your love. Psalm 43 concluded. This befell us, though we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows, and covered us with the shadow of death. Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out hands to another God? Would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart. It is for you we face death all day long, and are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, O Lord, why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face from us, and forget our oppression and misery? For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Arise, Lord, redeem us because of your love. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. A reading from the second letter of St. Peter, chapter 2. The Lord knows how to rescue godly men from their trials, and how to keep the wicked under punishment for the day of judgment, especially those who follow their filthy bodily lusts and despise God's authority. These false teachers are bold and arrogant, and show no respect for the glorious beings above. Instead, they insult them. Even the angels, who are so much stronger and mightier than these false teachers, do not accuse them with insults in the presence of the Lord. But these men act by instinct, like wild animals, born to be captured and killed. They insult things they do not understand. They will be destroyed like wild animals. They will be paid with suffering for the suffering they caused. Pleasure for them is to do anything in broad daylight that will satisfy their bodily appetites. They are a shame and a disgrace, as they join you in your meals, all the while enjoying their deceitful ways. They want to look at nothing else but immoral women. Their appetite for sin is never satisfied. They lead weak people into a trap. Their hearts are trained to be greedy. They are under God's curse. They have left the straight path and have lost their way. They have followed the path taken by Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the money he would get for doing wrong, and was rebuked for his sin. A dumb ass spoke with a human voice and stopped the prophet's insane action. These men are like dried-up springs, like clouds blown along by a storm. God has reserved a place for them in the deepest darkness. They make proud and stupid statements and use immoral bodily lusts to trap those who are just beginning to escape from among the people who live in error. They promise them freedom, while they themselves are slaves of destructive habits. For a man is a slave of anything that has conquered him. If men have escaped from the corrupting forces of the world through their knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and then are again caught and conquered by them, such men are in worse condition at the end than they were at the beginning. It would have been much better for them never to have known the way of righteousness than to know it and then turn away from the sacred command that was given them. What happened to them shows that the proverb is true. A dog goes back to what it has vomited, and a pig that has been washed goes back to roll in the mud. A responsory from Philippians 4. All that is true, all that is noble, all that is just and pure, fill all your hearts with these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Be alert, stand firm in the faith, be valiant and strong, and the God of peace will be with you. A reading from the homilies of St. John Chrysostom on St. Matthew's Gospel. So long as we continue to behave as sheep, we are victorious. Even if 10,000 wolves surround us, we conquer and are victorious. But the moment we become wolves, we are conquered, for we lose the help of the shepherd. He is the shepherd of sheep, not of wolves. If he leaves you and goes away, it is because you do not allow him to show his power. These are his words. Do not be troubled that I send you out in the midst of wolves and tell you to be like sheep and like doves. I could have done just the opposite and not have allowed you to suffer any hurt. I could have prevented you being the victims of wolves and made you fiercer than lions, but I chose a better way. My way makes you more glorious and proclaims my power. These were his words to Paul. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. That is the way I made you. When he says, I send you out as sheep, he implies, do not despair, for I know very well that in this way you will be invincible against all your enemies. Next, he wants them to make some contribution of their own, so that everything will not seem to come from grace. He does not want it thought that their crown was not earned, and so he says, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. What power, he asks, does our wisdom have in such perils? How can we have wisdom at all when we are deluged by such billows? However wise the sheep may be when in the midst of wolves, and the wolves are as numerous as they are, what more will wisdom be able to achieve? However innocent the dove may be, what advantage will be its innocence when it is beset by so many hawks? So long as you are talking about irrational beasts, of course, the answer is none. But when you are dealing with men like you, the answer is the greatest possible advantage. But let us see what sort of wisdom he then demands. He calls it the wisdom of a serpent. The serpent abandons everything, even if its body has to be cut off, and does not resist much, provided only it can save its head. In the same way, he says, abandon everything except your faith, even if it means giving up your wealth, your body, your life itself. Your faith is your head and your roots. If you preserve that, you will get everything back again with greater glory. Therefore he commanded that a man should be not only simple and honest, not only wise, but he combined the two qualities to form together virtue. A man should have the wisdom of a serpent, so as not to receive mortal wounds. He should have the innocence of a dove, so as not to take vengeance on those who do him injury, nor bear a grudge against those who plot against him. Wisdom is no use by itself unless there is innocence as well. No one should think that these commands are impossible to fulfil. More than anyone else, he knows the nature of things. Violence, he knows, is not overcome by violence, but by forbearance. Responsory from Matthew 10. Remember that I am sending you out like sheep among wolves, says the Lord. Be cunning as serpents and harmless as doves. While you still have the light, believe in the light and you will become sons of light. Be cunning as serpents and harmless as doves. Let us pray. Lord, strengthen the wills of your people to be more active in doing good works, and so gain from your loving kindness more abundant healing. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.